We take you back to the night of August 21st, 1995, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
Back now to Patrick Combs, the temporary possessor of $95,000 plus. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Patrick Combs. Hello.
This is Greg from San Clemente.
Hello, Greg.
Yeah, I agree with the guy that just preceded me that called in. You know, whatever the situation is with the bank, the big guy, whatever the situation is, somebody made a mistake there. And just because it's a mistake, and maybe because the legal grounds are there, that does not mean that that money is that man's. It's a wrong situation. It doesn't belong to him. And morally, there's an obligation to give that money back. Even if he winds up in a court situation saying that the money is his, giving it to charity isn't any appeasement. He should just turn around and give it back to the bank if he's got any character at all.
All right. Is it reasonable that he would ask of the bank, all he's asked of the bank?
It doesn't matter what he's asked, Art.
Well, but wait. He asked for a letter. That seems reasonable. And he asked to get his account restored.
I understand. But the reasonability of it is not the issue. The issue is who really legally, morally.
No, you're confused
money.
Yourself over whether you're asking yourself a legal question or a moral question.
Well, morally is precedes everything else. Otherwise, you're into situational ethics.
Then, if the tide
was turned and it was off your back and you were losing $95,000,
then, sir, do you get upset about the fact that the law does not conform to your morals? Because I do.
I think that each of us have got a moral character.
Exactly, but don't you want your country
law, and no matter what the law states, I believe that your moral character is first and foremost, and for you to compromise your own moral character with some kind of appeasement and rationalization just diminishes your own